This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Today is my lucky day. I guess I should say every day is my lucky day, but today I'm interviewing an Empower Soul Sister, Dr. Julie Krall, and I think it's super cool because her tagline on her radio show here at Empower is, Dr. Julie is putting the soul back in psyche, the spirit back in health, and consciousness in everyday living. So, of course, you know, with the word soul in it, I'm going to be totally in on this, right? So, Julie, yes, she has her show here on Empower Radio. She is also involved in many other opportunities, I'd say. She is counseling and psychotherapy. She is coaching, and she's recently become involved in a really awesome global project called The Good of the Whole. And rather than try to explain any of that myself, I invite Dr. Julie on to enlighten us. Welcome to Soulful Living.
Thanks, Terry. I'm so happy to be here. It's going to be fun. And I love your show and your title. Of course, Soulful Living is, you're right, so in alignment with everything I'm doing. So I'm really, really, really happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, you're welcome. I thought it was really funny that, you know, I've been following you off and on for probably 6 or 7 years on Facebook. And I had sent you a note 5 years ago, never followed up on it, totally dropped the ball on it about having you here on the show. And, you know, then within the last month, something popped up on the radar and here we are. So I'm really excited. Again, I mentioned that I wanted to talk about the good of the whole. But before we jump into that, let's give the listeners a little bit of a background on you.
Well, you want me to reply to that? that's not an easy question, Terry. Well, you know, you mentioned I've done psychotherapy and coaching for a long time. I've been a integrative health practitioner and psychotherapist for years and years. And just really in the last decade started working more in consciousness and the evolution of consciousness. And of course, that takes us out to the planet and working with all of humanity. And so I've really had a fun time gathering with visionary leaders and change makers and thought leaders and really working on what in the world is going on our planet. And how can we assist with this evolution of consciousness that we're seeing? So I've been doing that quite extensively for, like I said, the last decade and doing some traveling and teaching and just enjoying that. Your show is about soulful living, and we're really at a place on the planet where we're moving from this egocentric way of seeing and being in the world to this soul-centric way of being and seeing and relating to others. So that in a nutshell is what I've been up to, is really gathering with the tribes and trying to do education and awareness to help people through these really tough times of transition on our planet.
Well, and really that is a key, isn't it? That the whole planet is transitioning. You know, I was reading your vision and something that really popped out at me was honoring the sacredness of all life while co-creating a peaceful, loving, and sustainable way of being, relating, and living in harmony with one another and the earth. And everything is transitioning. Everything is transitioning. You know, we hear about all these resistance and these movements that are happening. And I had a conversation the other day about, instead of, you know, having this resistance type of attitude, can we come from a place of co-creating? And I absolutely loved that you use that, you know, co-creating peaceful, loving way of being as your vision.
Thank you. Well, you know, that is a really important word for our times. And so I love that you're using co-creating too, because really a lot of people think, Terry, that co-creating is like, oh, we're cooperating or collaborating. But co-creation really is aligning our will with that of that greater intelligence, that divine universal intelligence that's really bringing life to all of us and learning how to co-create with that divine intelligence. And so it is an important time because especially I think, you know, we look at what's going on in the world and there's bits and pieces of truth in every side where we look. And yet there's so much confusion and chaos. And so really understanding how we all can align with that inner guidance, that inner wisdom, and come from that place, then yeah, I agree with you. There's no need to resist. It's really to align and move forward and come together with that synergistic convergence that happens and work together for that.
Another great word, convergence, right? Another great word. And I think that, you know, collectively, we all have so many different gifts that we can bring to that whole creation process. You know, when I think of the word God, I think of creation. You know, I've had conversations recently with people that are atheists or agnostic and, you know, Jewish and Christian and you name it on the spiritual platform, religious platform. And to me, the bottom line is it's about that creative process. It's about creation. And how can we co-create?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And you mentioned everybody has gifts. It's that's a part of really the whole of creation is that we're all like individual cells within this collective body. And we all have purpose and meaning in our lives and gifts to contribute to the greater good, to the whole of all of who we are. And so we're moving out of this from this egocentric place to this soul-centric place. We're moving into the understanding that we give to the whole and the whole gives back to us. We no longer are these lone rangers that need to go out and do the world by ourselves. We are so much more creative, like you talk about with creation, when we're together.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, even if I look at it from the minimal standpoint of working for myself, I thrive on being out there and connecting creatively with other people. Yeah, I love my little office and, you know, working in my own space, but we all need that human experience, the experience of being with another being in order to elevate our own creative process.
You know, I love that, Terry, when we think like that, when we really understand that we not only need them, but we become better, stronger, and more whole. It's kind of like when you and I work together and you're in your best, fullest element, fullest expression, and I am, then even our energy and the wisdom that's within us plays off of each other, and we become more of who we are. It's that... you know, it's that magic that happens with synergy.
I love that. Love, love, love that. Listeners, again, I'm chatting with Dr. Julie Krall. You can find all of her information here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio. You'll definitely want to tune into her show, which is here as well on Empower Radio. That link will be up there. And one of the things I really want to dive into is your work with the good of the whole. Let's talk about it. What is it? What is the good of the whole?
Well, thanks for asking. Good of the whole is really, and the co-creators and stewards of good of the whole have really been in co-creation with this for a very long time and just really listening to the impulse of creation coming through us. Because when you say, what is it? It's an organization, but it's really not an organization. And it's become more like this living organism. And so there are some things that are really hard to explain about it, like no one owns it and everyone owns it. So the fundamental, the foundation of Good of the Whole is really a place for a unified, enduring expression of humanity's creative potential, like we're talking about. So we're really talking about the meme, Good of the Whole, like what does it mean to really live for the good of the whole, to share for the good of the whole, to love more for the good of the whole? What does that really mean? What is that greater good? And so really understanding the world is this interconnected multiverse that we belong in is one tenet of it. We're also a resource repository. We're really, as we're looking at this unified expression, we're bringing together voices and other fellow global co-creatives and individuals and organizations, and really holding this platform so that the world can see all the good that's already out there. You know, it's like there's so much going on in the world, and we tend to focus on what's the next thing that comes up and emerges that might be chaos or crisis or stress. But really, there's this whole very global network of individuals who are on the planet right now creating solutions, doing good, and really looking toward the good of the whole. There's individuals and organizations on every continent who are doing amazing things. So we really are trying to lift up and make visible that which is already working. There's so much out there, and people need to know about it.
One of the things that I really loved about the Good of the Whole community was that you offer a blog, and topics vary from health and healing to science and technology. It's not just all about the woo-woo. People tend to think that when we are talking about soul, that we're always talking about woo-woo, and that's not the reality. I mean, we are part of everything in existence. So we go beyond health and healing. We talk about science and technology and ways to move through the world on a higher vibration, right? And I thought it was great that you guys have blog topics, videos and conversations that touch on every aspect of our lives, not just that woo-woo theme.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I want to respond to that in a couple different ways, because I think it's really important. That blog piece, the whole goal of Good of the Whole is really to bring spirit and consciousness into all the aspects of life, right? So that blog does cover everything. And with the woo-woo piece, I think it's really important. Two of our mentors are really about grounding the force of love with clarity and with no nonsense and not too woo-woo. And so Andrew Harvey is one of those who's like really can call a spade when it comes to some of that. There's a lot of woo-woo, but we're all a part of the same whole, and so we don't judge or create separation in any way, but we try to really ground that voice. Another real practical thinker that's guided us in the early stages is Charles Eisenstein, who, says we don't make a movement, the movement makes us. And so we align with our soul, right? We do what's right in front of us. We take those little steps. And so hopefully you'll see that reflected in that blog. That's a big part of what we're doing, is trying to educate the general public, educate everyone, so that anyone can relate to something on the Good of the Whole site. If you go there and you click on the blog, you're going to find something that really relates to your interests, I would hope.
Yeah, I agree, which was really important why I wanted to bring that up about the blog, is that there's something for everybody. Whatever, wherever you look at yourself and the spectrum of life, you're going to find something there. And another one of the things that I thought was really great was you have this global resource directory.
Yeah.
So let's give the listeners a bit of an idea of what they can find within that directory.
Oh, you hit my favorite part, Terry. One of the other stewards on there is like, oh, you know, I'm more interested in teaching heart resonance and relationships and whatever. And I'm like really excited about this directory. You know, to me, it's helping, like I mentioned, to make visible what's already out there. This resource directory, which is also under construction, by the way, because it's so large now that we're working behind the scenes to categorize and to put some more images and logos with these different individuals and organizations. But really, it's just this extensive directory of individuals and organizations who are in alignment with this, the whole meme and understanding of good of the whole, and really bringing spirit and consciousness into all those different aspects. Like we're talking about spirit and consciousness into technology, mm-hmm. spirit and consciousness into, you know, relationships, education. It's like when we look at the world and a lot of people are really fearful of what's going on, but because of the evolution of consciousness, all the old forms and structures that were built on that egocentric consciousness, that separate self, that sense of separation in the world, all those structures are breaking down right before our eyes. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. And so really, there are so many beautiful initiatives that are built on a consciousness of love and the whole of humanity and understanding our connectedness with source, with earth, with one another. And so we're really trying to just highlight those and make them visible. And then the directory is very long, but we try to do articles and, you know, just feature them, write more blogs about them, share their work in a lot of different ways.
Well, and something that we keep repeating here, what you keep repeating here, is the foundation of love. Mm. And I think that as an industrial society, we've kind of gotten away from love as, you know, being the foundation of what will move us all forward. And I did notice that so many of the organizations that you have listed on that page talk about love and peace and transition and kind of like bridging the gap between that industrial revolution kind of thinking and flowing through these transitions that life is bringing us with more grace and ease, with the foundation being love.
Mm. You know, two things popped up when you were speaking, Terry, that I think are really important is, you're right, the transition from really where we've been to where we're going is the most important piece is embracing our heart intelligence. Mm. And not getting rid of our cognitive ability and our intellect from our brain and our mind, but really understanding how to move in the flow of balance, but leading from that heart intelligence with so much guidance and wisdom in our heart. And mm-hmm. when we use our brains as tools that help us problem solve, but we lead from that heart intelligence, it's important. And then you're right about the harmony and the peace. It's like when we teach this heart intelligence, when we teach really how to ground the force of love and lead from the heart and through the heart, then we can teach relationships in the workplace, in homes, in organizations. We can teach how to attune our hearts so that we are in that synergistic place and work together. So, you know, there's so many beautiful new practices and, you know, science supports it. It's not woo-woo of really how to lead from the heart and then connect and create resonance with one another from the heart. So it's a really important tenet. It's kind of like, you're right, the backbone of all these individuals and organizations that are around the planet.
Well, and I love what you said there about grounding with the force of love. You know, I do this tree meditation. And when my kids get into a funk, I say kids, of course, they're all adults, you know, but when they get into a funk, I always remind them to, you know, pretend you're a tree, ground yourself with nature. And I have chills from head to toe because the one key thing that I think I'm missing is ground yourself with love. Mm. I mean, thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, I think that that's an important piece that we have so many tools that we've learned. And sometimes it's just a little reminder like that to go, oh, yeah, don't forget the heart. Let's start with the heart. It's just it's really amazing what happens there.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I do this morning meditation and I, you know, ultimately send love out to the planet, right? To every being. And I can always tell if my day was so hectic that I did not start with my morning meditation of grounding myself in love. So I really thank you so much for that reminder. That was really awesome. Okay, so what are some of the ways that we can get involved with the good of the whole?
Well, thanks for asking. There are so many different ways that you can just become immersed in the community, or you can just, you know, take what you need and support and have a little distance from it too. So there's a lot of different ways. Number one, right now we're running a campaign. It's called the Love More campaign. And you can come on board. You can take the Love More pledge. You can invite others to take the Love More challenge. We're really inviting people to put a heart on your hand and get that out on social media by really acknowledging what you're doing to love more on the planet right now. So that's a social media campaign that's running. It's fun. You can get on a monthly resonance call that we have and you know, really understand by experience what we're talking about with this heart resonance and how to relate to one another. And then there's lots of different teaching tools that are coming on board. So you can become a member. Becoming a member means you become one of our global co-creatives, and there's a lot of different levels. We're trying to do it kind of like a Patreon account. It's like a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter account where instead of just being a one-time fundraiser, you can come on board and make a monthly gift that helps sustain Good of the Whole, but then it also gives you a lot of different activities and things that people can do. Come on board and understand, teach, learn about heart resonance and really understand co-creation more and come into groups and work and lead from that place. And so there's just a whole plethora of things that people can do when they come and just explore. I would love to give anybody a tour. I love giving personal tours. So if anybody wants a tour, just ask and I will give you a tour through the website because there's so much there. But there's a lot
of
ways.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when you do like a virtual tour, you kind of get on the phone with somebody and guide them through the tabs and tell them what's going on with the website?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that. And I'm guessing that there's a Facebook page and multiple ways that people can jump in and share through social media and kind of keep tabs on what you guys are all doing over there.
Absolutely. We've got a Good of the Whole Facebook page. We've got Twitter. We're now on YouTube and other channels. We're doing educational pieces all the time and trying to create more media, you know, doing a plethora of different kinds of media so that literally we can get it out to the general public more and more.
That's awesome. And so, Dr. Julie, in your own practice, what do you got going on right now that listeners could reach out and get involved with some of your offerings? Do you have any coaching programs going on or any type of soul courses that you're offering right now?
I'm so glad you asked. I am in the transition. I've started working with my daughter, who is an actress in New York City, and we've created a new platform ourselves called World of Love. And so I'm moving all of the group coaching and individual coaching programs over to World of Love and offering it through that. And so Yeah, people will be able to see that if they go to juliekroll.com. We're kind of transitioning over to these different opportunities, but it's the same kind of work and training, Terry, that's important, is really helping everybody see themselves as valued members of the whole here, really valued members of society, and be fully expressed. So yeah, thanks for asking.
You're welcome. And I'm really looking forward to jumping over that too. I love that name, that title, World of Love. It's really what we've been talking about, right? The essence of who we are is truly love. Okay, so we are down to the wire. We've got about 60 seconds left. And first, I want to thank you so much for being here with me today, Dr. Julie, and talking about your work and the good of the whole and just really sharing your passion. It's super cool. And I also would invite you to leave the listeners with, I don't know, something they can take out into the day to elevate their soul.
Okay, well, let's see what wants to be said today. Because you know what I think is the most important piece to elevate our soul today, right here, right now, is to really understand that from the soul's perspective, we are already whole. We are already whole. And coming from that place and really viewing what's going on around us is really helping us to break through all that's not in alignment with who we really are as whole individuals, whole souls on this planet. So I think that's what I would leave.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you again for joining Nate and I here today.
Oh, love it. Thank you for inviting me. You guys are awesome.